صحيح. I think we're up to the wide lines at the bottom by Indalid on the base. It's not hustling. Shona Hayanitman Yom Shtem Asar Hodesh Tisha is called a low. Right, we know if you sell a bias in an Irchoma, then the seller has 12 months to refund the money and redeem the bias, or else it stays with the buyer forever and it's not even called a real now. So this is a big deal. So originally the guy used to hide at the end of the 12 months, the last day of the 12 months, so that the buyer used to hide, so the seller couldn't redeem and buy back his house. Too many social problems were created. So he just gives it the best in and takes his house, and the guy comes pick it up and best. But Amar Rabba, from Hillel's Takana we see, meaning from the need for Hillel's Takana, we see that Hari Zigita Kamanasha Tit Lima Saim Zos, but Nasalomi Daito Nigureshes, and Alkorcho Eina Nigureshes. That if you give me Da'as, that counts as giving. If you give Balkorcho, that does not count as giving. Giving Alkorcho, Messina Balkorcho, Lav Shmei Messina. How do we know me to Israel? It's Kuni, Messina Balkorcho, the Havi Lim Messina, called about Al Messina Balkorcho, Lo Havi Messina. Since Hill had to make a Takana that counts, that proves that the Alma, it does not count. Meaning, you draw a bond and it counts because Hillel, but generally it does not count. Rashi here already addresses, hold on. But if Hillel made a takana and it counts me drabanan, then doesn't it still count? You know, so who cares if it counts me drabanan? Does it still count? So obviously the assumption is Hillel made a takana and it counts me drabanan, but not in everything, only in some areas, not in Gittin. In what areas does it count? What areas does it not count? I would have thought the Pashup shot is like the Rashba and the Rikva here say his takana is only for Bati Arishma. Everything else it doesn't count. The Kedushim Iksav Yad is a little more expansive. It's only for Bati Arishma or similar cases. Like even nowadays, even outside Eretz Yisrael, or nowadays the Goals not knowing, you know, if I say I'm selling you this field on the condition within 2 years you can give me the money back and redeem it, even though that's not the didn't arise, it's just a similar case, Hillel's Takana also applies. So again, the Rashi would say Hillel's Takana is only for Bati Arichoma. Usually Sab Yad says Bati Arichoma or similar redemptions of sold real estate. Rashi here seems to go a little further. The top Rashi in Ayin Hamad Aleph says, called me Alma Nesina Bakarlam Nesina. He got to get the Isura Hu Lo Tuck in Hillel. Ah, Hillel's Takana doesn't apply to get because this sounds like all the name Mominos is Messina the Rabbanan Takana Hillel, just for Isura, it's not. Okay, so maybe we have three opinions that we're showing about this side point. Where does Hillel's Takana apply to? Only the Bati Arichoma, the Bati Arichoma, or other redemptions of land. Or to all Mominos, just not Isura, but either way, it doesn't apply to get. We're left with the Dindor. Sinema Karpa Lashmi Messina, that is the Lishna Kama of Rava. The Gemara is still okay. Masket la Rav Papa, the same Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, but Dilma, the Itzrikli, the Tuni Shalom, upon a whole fun of baby, that means Malkarka, have you Nesina? No, this doesn't prove that Nesina Malkarka is not Nesina. Maybe Nesina Malkarka is Nesina if you actually find the guy. And Hillel's Takana was because the guy in Hodni couldn't even find him. Even if Nesina Malkarka would be Nesina. If he's not there, you can't do any Nesina, you can't even do Nesina Malkarka if he's not there. And he'll need his takana for whether he was not, for when he was not there. Okay, the Ika Damri has the exact opposite, almost the exact opposite conversation. Ika Damri, Amar Rav, Takanos Shel Hillel, Reza Gita, Kamanas Shel Titni, Takanos Shel Hillel, HaReza Gita, Kamanas Shel Titni, Sayin Zos, Nasol, Bein, Yidai, Bein, Malkorcha, Habi, Nesina, that Ad Rabba, Nesina, Malkorcha, is Nesina for Gittin and for everything else, Mido Reza, that he itzrich, Leila Hillel, Tkune, Shelo, Bafanav, O Bafanav, and he wants to be very, very, very Matai. When did Hillel need the Takana? Hillel needed the Takana because the guy hid it and he couldn't find it. What's his Tinok? But if the guy didn't hide, then you wouldn't need a Takana because you could give it to him Malkarto. So that shows the Malkarto is the Sina. You don't need a Takana as long as you find it. You only need the Takana if you find it. Okay, but nonetheless, we're doka this as well. Mask if La, or Papa, be same machine, Barashi, but Dilma, feel in front of not that to El Karflo. No, maybe even the father wouldn't count if you give him Balkarcha. My name is Kratipa. And Hillel, don't some Madaik in Hillel's Takana. It was a historical case. Can't be Madaik in historical cases. Oh, why did it happen this way? That's what happened. Why did Hillel make this kind of people would hide? Because that's what people did in his days. It was necessary to make the Takana because people hide. And if people hadn't hidden, maybe it's necessary to make the Takana in some circumstances. He was talking about the circumstances of his days. And okay, toast a different day. The simple shot is the guy would hide just because it was easier to hide than to fight with the guy. It was easier to hide than to meet the guy and refuse to accept the money. That was necessary, but he would have also had to make the Takana if people had just gone into the fields and been available to find and said, I refuse to take the money. Okay, that end of this part of the sukkah. Now, there's a bit of a machlok. I just want to point out there's a machlok Rishonim and then a machlok Achronim here. What exactly are they arguing about? When we say Nesina Bal Karka, Shmei Nesina, or Lashmei Nesina, what does it mean? Nesina Bal Karka, Shmei Nesina. And I think the way to start this this chakira is we all know, what do they all say? We all know that Nesina, Tosos already starts it. Everyone else, we all know Nesina Bal Karka is not Nesina. We all know that if I want to give you something and you refuse to accept it, then it's not a valid kinyan. We all know that you can't have a kinyan if there's no Das Kona, if the Kona refuses to accept it. So how could there be a day that Nesina Bal Karka is Nesina if you can't have a kinyan Bal Karka? And the Rashba here has two deos about this. The Rashba has two answers. The Rashba asks, he first answers that. He says, everyone agrees with Sarach Meikara Dvar Kayamet and Bava Basra. It's very clear. He quotes from Bava Basra that if someone refuses to accept a matana, then he has the right to refuse to accept it. You can't make someone kona against Wahakalo Pligi, Rav Shimon Bar Shlomo Nusina. No one argues about that. The Kavan, Shekane, it starts Lomer, and then he gives two answers. What's his first answer? His first answer is you have to say this case is different. When can I not force you to make a Kenyan, Bal Karcha, when you're not chayav to, when you have no obligation to? I want to give you a birthday present, and you say no. I can't force you to accept the birthday present. I want to give you $1 million. You say no. I can't force you to accept $1 million because what right do I have to take away your liberty? But when you're chayav to accept the money, then you can make a kinyan bal karka, big fish. And that's the manda amar nesina bal karka. The manda amar nesina bal karka is shmei nesina. It's a big chiddush. You can have a kinyan without the askon when he's chayiv to accept it. What are cases where he's chayiv to accept it? Number one, bati or shlomo. It says in the Torah he has to take the money back. Right? There's a mitzvah of fulfilling the laws of bati or shlomo. And part of that mitzvah is that the Torah says you have to take the money. If the Torah says you have to take the money, then you can be calling against your will. And Bava Basra is talking about optional things. And likewise, by get, when I divorce my wife and say, I'm a nasha, titni limasayim zuz, what I am saying is, I am agreeing to accept it. When I give her the get and say, I'm a nasha, titni limasayim zuz, by all common sense interpretation of my words, I'm saying, I agree that I'll accept the money from you. Then later on, when I changed my mind and said, I don't want to accept the money from you, so I'm going against my obligation. I'm chayav by my self-imposed implicit obligation to accept the money. And therefore, when I'm chayav, I can be kona against my will. That's the first day in the Rashba. The second day, the Rashba says, ordinarily, He says, a second day is that no, there's no exception. We're not making an exception for chayav v'chayav. You can never make someone be kona against his will. So what does it mean to see about karcha shmei nesina? It doesn't mean it's a kinyan. It just means that even though it's not a kinyan, it still counts as a nesina. Meaning the first day it says that if I You know, I bought Yehuda's house in the Ir Choma. When I go a year later and give him the money against his will, first day the Rosh says, he's calling the money. It's a valid transaction. He's calling the money. How can you call against his will? So you can call against your will. Second day, he says, no, he's never calling against his will. It's not his money, but I still get the house back because it doesn't matter if it's his money or not. It counts as Nesina, even though it's not a Kenyan. Okay, that's the two days. There's the Rashba. Day Aleph. Day Beis. Manda Omar Nesina Balkarta. Shmei Nesina. Day Aleph. It's a Kenyan Gummer. And what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is that Yesh Kenyan. Without the askone and chayav lekabel. Second day is that no, there's no exceptions. You can never be kinyan without the askone. The askone is a categorical requirement. Rather, afal pi she'ein kinyan nikra nisina. L'enyan Yitzias Yidei Kolbas Nesina. L'enyan, let's say better. Tonight, we're Kolba Shel Nesina. Meaning, when I say I'll give you, I don't mean I will transfer from my ownership to your ownership. I mean, I'll do the basic action of giving you. Whether you want to accept it or not is not my problem. And likewise, the Torah says, well, the Ir Choma, the Torah doesn't. When the Torah says, well, the Ir Choma, okay, the Torah doesn't use the word nasam right in that pasuk. But it's, you know, when the next pasuk go over, clearly Torah is talking about Nesina. Nesina doesn't mean kaki. It's my Nesina. My Nesina be Allah. Okay, that's the machlokus, whether it's the rule of Hakanah, it's into the rule of Kid, or a Maisin is seen to be Alma suffices. And what would the other man have told? He'd have told two things. A Maisin is seen to be Alma does not suffice. You need a Mamash Hakanah, at least Bahora. And B, you can't have Hakanah without that Skolnet. This is two deus in the Rosh, folks, or it's also two deus in the Chidushim Miksav Yad. And
the money
attached to them? Great question. Who does the money belong to in that case? I give you the money, you refuse. The wife gives the husband 200 zuz. And what does the husband say? You know how it is sometimes with contested divorces. He says, I'd rather not have the money than take your money. Actually, that's not usually how it is. okay. Who did the money belong to? Lechora, the money still belongs to the giver. Lechora, the money still belongs. They tried to give it. The money still belongs to the giver. Depending on the circumstances, they might be misyaged on the money and it might be hefker. They might be very happy to take the money back and then it's not hefker. But the simple shot is it belongs to the giver, like we see in Bava Basra. And that's so, you know, when I try to give you a present, you refuse to accept it, it still belongs to me.
So what is this kind of?
What? This is my understanding. So according to my already in the scene about Karchmin Sina, you need Hillel's Takana for when the guy's finding Shalobafana. That it's called an Asina if I just give you the money physically, but only if you're here. If you are hiding, then it's not even called a Mexican Asina if I just take the money and then wave it in the air. So the kind of Hillel is that even if I can't do any Mexican Asina because you're hiding and all I'm doing is waving money in the air, even that counts. Actually, waving the air doesn't count, giving to Benson counts. That's all that's the good answer. So it's the kind of show fun. Okay, Tosos, I thought it's, you know, it's deep.
Second guy can take the money, even though he doesn't want the money.
That's part of Hill's fun, is the Benson holds to it for the guy. And Bezin holds on to it for the guy. Yeah, Bezin can do whatever they want. You're right. Yeah, that would have to be part of the Takana. It's part of the Takana. Okay. I thought that maybe Tosos can be Meduyak in two places, like these two different answers. If you look at our Tosos on the top line, him and up says the not at the beginning of that Tosos, but later in that in that Tosos, the Im Tomar, like 8 lines to the end of first Tosos, Tosin Rasul Mechlal, 8 lines to the end of Im Tomar, Im Tomar, that we get. Shita will have Nesina. Obviously, it's not Nesina. Why does he learn from Hillel? It's obviously not Nesina. Can I give you a birthday present? Make you acceptable. They came into Armelah with Laharisa Gitek. I'm a Nash Titling the Sayim Zuz. Tala Dover Bedaita. Since he says, I'm a Nash giving 100 Zuz, that means he says it's up to you. The Allah the Kablan, and he's obligated to receive them. But how they come up, butter your chalas like butter your chalas, where you have to receive it. And then it's finished. You might have worked. And come up, Swan, that one man never says it doesn't work. But he says, what's the happening that it works? And assuming the happening that it works is talking the shita of the mandomer that it works, right? Because all of the problem, because he is obligated to accept them. That sounds like the first day of the Rashba, right? So this sounds like Tosos and Gittin. Now again, technically, the Rashba is talking about the mandomer Shmita Sina. And Tosfos at the Havmina of Shmeina Sina, what we only know so far, the Man of Lash being seen. It's the same thing. The Havmina of Man of Shmeina Sina is the Sak of Man of Shmeina Sina. It says, why is this different than a birthday present? Because all of the Kaplo. All of the Kaplo. What Tosfos means, again, he's not saying here's 2 days, like the first day in the Rashba, as opposed to Tosfos in Erkin. Tosfos in Erkin asks the same question. And he asked the Im Tomar, etc. Pshita, you can't make someone accept the Matana Bal Karcho. And then he has one more problem. What does the other man never think? The Yeshloma, the Vadai Matana Dershosha Im Loshom Tzorech Pshita Bal Karcho. Yeah, if there's no Tzorech, obviously it's not a Matana Bal Karcho. But El of Matana Sheesh, but Tzorech, only there's a Tzorech to give a Matana. She has a tzorech to give the gift to give him a sign and receive a gift or the a tzorech. Interestingly, again, Stiuk, one Tosa says, oh, the difference between this and a birthday present is all of Lekablo. All of Lekablo sounds like since he has to receive it, he receives it. This Tosa doesn't say anything, all of Lekablo says tzorech. There's a need to give it. So what if there's a need to give it? If I have a need to give you something, what does that make a difference? I think what Tosin Erkin means. I'm a diet. That, no, I can't force you to receive a birthday present for your needs. I can't make you receive it for your needs. But I can deyotze my needs if I need to give the husband money to be divorced, or I need to give Yehuda money to get my house. Then I fulfilled my needs, nothing to do with you. What I'm saying is Tosin Erkin focuses on the receiver, the recipient. The recipient is all of the tablo, so he really has to receive it. That sounds like the first day he really receives it. Tosin Erkin focuses on the giver. The giver is a tzorech to give. Who cares if the recipient receives or not? He is a tzorech to give. He did his mice in a sina. He was yosei tzorech to give. So I know these aren't to give. But I think it's the doyek that there's a very difference. That there's a big difference. One focuses on the recipient. One focuses on the giver. What's the phrase here? Yesh bat tzorech. She tzrichek de l'kayim atzmai. Yesh for tzorech. Lindo say, I mean, because he says, it's for tzorech to be l'kayim for tzmai. So I think that is really, Tosa, two places, is are differ about this takira of the Rashba.
Why can't the woman rely on the government on the
Ah, that's a question which the Rashba deals with here, which is even Shalom Abana, right? What happens is often Lotum Shalom Abana. So the simple answer is that everyone agrees Zachim Lotum Shalom Abana doesn't, I mean, the Rashba discusses what is happening otherwise, but everyone agrees Zachim Lotum Shalom Abana doesn't work welcome. That's Mepurish, because Zachim only works if you agree to it. So therefore, since the guy doesn't agree, plus you can't do Zachim Lotum.
Can you expand this to something lighter?
What do you mean?
You have your produce, you take off Meister, you go to him and he doesn't want to...
Ah, that's an interesting question. What if I what about all these things, right? That's an interesting question. What about Antonis Levionim? What about Asinus Meiser? You know, with the Mandarman Asina Balkarta, Shmein Asina, argue about that argue about that as well. So again, if you say Mandarman Asina Balkarta, you know, Pashtas, you say the same thing. Oh. Maybe you're right. Maybe Asina Balkarta, we Shmein Asina, also for Antonis Levionim and also for Trumas and Maestros and et cetera, maybe in all those cases, the Sina Balkarta would be Shmina Sina. My only suffering is if you say the first time he's obligated to receive it, is he obligated to receive it? Could be the Kohen and Levi might be obligated to receive it. You know, Matanis Levyon, I don't know if the Evyon is obligated to receive it. So that would be, but you're right. I think we can apply the same thing. I think it would be applicable.
If Matanis Levyon, you have the money. But the Meister had a certain kedusha to it. Does that kedusha fall off if you try to give it to
him? Well, Meister doesn't actually have a kedusha. It just has a chov to give it. So no, in neither Trumas or Maestros does it make any kedusha difference if you give it. That difference would be more, you know, how about, let's say, Pidyo Petach Hamor, although there doesn't say the loss of Messina, so yes, lion, but not for now.
You make the distinction in that, in the kid we were speaking about, that between whether it's for the person you're giving it to, or for yourself. Within the second data. If it's for yourself, if it's just a fulfill of Tanaya that you have, then you will fulfill Tanaya by trying to give. And it's for another Levyon, for example, then the whole mission is they give it to him. If you're not giving it to him, then you're not fulfilling it. You're
not yourself. Okay, that's interesting. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that's a posh.
Could be the one. That's Tanaya, the Allah, it's a Mice in the scene of the Allah.
But when you're dealing with Matanis Levyon, I mean, it's obvious the kavana of the the takana is not for you to do it, but it's okay. Good point. I'm a cattle. Okay, so maybe not any of those. I just want to point out that
maybe this is in the middle. I mean, maybe you're just forcing him to check his present even Balfour.
Okay, I wouldn't say the middle. I would say he's just a niche on this. I think it's just interesting that Tosa asks the same question in two different Masechtas. Now, again, Tosa and two different Masechtas are written by two different people. They have different ways of expressing themselves. That's why I'm saying it's a deal. But Tosa asks the same question in two different Masechtas, and it gives a different answer. So, one folks on the Kabbalah, one folks on the usurping Sinasa, one folks on the Kabbalah, one on the Nosing. So, it's a good deal. That, you know, it's a different scene in deal getting the Jewish, but I think it's a good deal. Okay. This might affect an issue which all of a sudden the Beis Yosef blows up that no one discussed before, which is a fascinating question. You probably have more Achronim than I know in there. You can fill in at the right time. But the question of what physically are we talking about by Nesina Balkarcha Shmei Nesina? Like, this is a question that you'd think we should have answered in the Gemara or Rashi before we got there. But it's one of those questions which was obvious to everyone, you know, for 500 years after the Gemara, 1,000 years after the Gemara was written, and then all of a sudden became a machlokas. What do we mean by Nesina Balkarcha? There are two ways of conceptualizing Nesina Balkarcha. One way of understanding Nesina Balkarcha is you refuse to accept a pen, and what do? I stick it in your pocket against your will. Ha-ha. Or I go like this and close your hand in against your will. Nesina Balkarcha, meaning it gets to his yad, but against his will. The other option of Nesina Balkarcha is, let's say I'm not such a bovant. I'm a very refined fellow. So I say, you must accept this, whether you like it or not. And he says, no way. I'm not going to touch him. You know, so I say, no, you must accept it. And then I give up. So what do we mean Nesina Balkarcha? Only if I put up his hand? Or even if I just put it in front of his face and he refused to touch it, right? How manipulative are we, Lamando Amra, Nesina Balkarcha, Shmei Nesina, that only if it goes to his hand without das, meaning only if it goes to him without das, or even if I offer it and never put it in his hand. So I, personally, if I just read the Gemara, I would have assumed Nesina Balkarcha, I have to stick in his hand against his will. That's what I would have thought. Everyone could have fought whatever they want. It's a free country. Right? Or I could put this to a symbol card. I could put this to a much easier way. Right? That's the more gentlemanly way to do it. But, you know, if I just offer it and he says no, maybe that's not. So, hold on.
How about, how about the fascinating question of, you know, does it count if he never puts it in his hand or puts it?
So I think it's pashut according to the first one in the Rashba. I think it's pashut that of course it doesn't count. No, the whole point of seeing about first when you see that is saying that it's a Kenyan gopher. It can only be a Kenyan with a mice of Kenyan. Of course.
Oh, it's not. Of course not. It's only Messina Valkarta. May Messina rot if you did a Misa Kenyan.
No, you have to do a Misa Kenyan.
But it means Messina Valkarta means
in one exceptional case, we could do without your Das. We could
be Mavatar on the Das of the Kona.
But you know, Misa, we're going to continue without a Misa. It's still within the realm of Kenyan. If you take the second approach, then if you take the second approach, then it's not about a Maisa Kenyan at all. It's talking not a Maisa Kenyan. It's just you need a Maisa Nesina B'alma to be Yotze the Tanai. It's just not redefining the rules of Kenyanim, redefining the meaning of the word Nesina. Then Yeshua is stopping. What is a Maisa Nesina B'alma? It's not a Kenyan, but is it going from my hand to your hand? Or is it just going from my hand to your presence? But initially stopping.
Maybe. Nikra, Maisa Nesina, Rat, Nosan, Yod or Bakatse. Or maybe it's called a Maisa Nesina. And Hitzialo Maos. Maybe it's also the Maisa Nesina for our purposes. After all, we're not dealing with the real fellows, Kenya. Just what people mean when they make a condition, not just people.
Because Bati or Shama, what people or Hashem, what any stipulator means.
When they make a stipulation of Nesina, so you could say stipulation of Nesina means going from my hand to yours, but not through Das, just by that. He'd say, no, it means putting it out in front of you, having nothing to go into your hands. You could go you could go either way. And here, interestingly, this is the discussion of the long discussion of ACO. Safety is a machlok, is both, and it's the ACO, quotes from Aribe Rab. Again, no one discussed this. And that I can find in writing, I don't think any of you showed them discussed this ahead yet. But then the Beis Yosef say he has a long essay about this. He quotes Mori HaGadol, his Rebbe, the Marim Beis, who wrote Leman the Resim Al Karchav Nesina. A fictional kid will make Shashmi. That's no problem. He doesn't have to take it in his hand. As long as you offer it to him, that is good. That is good enough. What?
That's the result.
No. Hellas the hell is the kind of seems shallow befano. His mind would say to the fuck. That's hell is the kind of, but we don't know what would be the intimate thing.
The fact that you need to know from the other Gitin that you need to deal with the other could be unfollowed this time. The Gitin, you need the other.
That's interesting. Okay. You should actually email on the notes of the Gitin. It's only people on the notes of the Gitin. We're not discussing it in Kenya in the Bible. We're discussing it with people in the notes saying. If the notes saying is no saying, that means sticking it out. I don't care. It goes anywhere or not. That was what the man Reed Rock said. And then he quotes the Mee Shehi Sigalah, who's in the parentheses, the Beto says, Maram Alakir. Was Hi Sigalah, but it was not He Sig on was not He Sig on this aspect. On this aspect, he agreed, and the Shosig also agreed. Having seen he also he agrees, he thinks the dear Tosos, which I'm not so convinced by, but this is the day of everyone, the Maharam
Al-Ashkar, and the Beis Yosef himself seems to also agree with that. Give me a second. Nearly the Epshalach, Kriyas, Farsosa, etc. Send it right there. He says, Mashmud ve'enu makavu masof ma'iri kamoshikasa mori neivu jim lo kain hachavu neymar, etc. So they have this big finish. And the, that's not so popular. I saw in the footnotes of the Tosas Rosh, who's the guy who argues on that? Who do you have in the setup?
Well, the setup is different. The setup is that the Maharam al-Shakir is...
argues about Maharam al-Shakir within the other Maharam. He argues within the other Maharam.
Within which Maharam?
Maharam al-Shakir, the Maharam al-Shakir. But he doesn't argue with Maharam al-Shakir.
That's not how... that's not my impression here. Can
really?
I show it to you? Later.
I care more what he says than what I must admit.
So he quotes a Rashba that it's because of fear. Here, with this part underlined.
Yes. Come on. We need more pronoun here. Actually, the next one was and that's where I'm sure, etc. That's it. I could have done that without them.
That's in every city you could do.
All right, what can I do? Anyway, all right, Lamisa. One second. I know the footnotes of the Tolson's Russian, the die for the Rosh, but not like all these are Cronin. I'm not sure if it's 100% Mocharach Lachor. It might depend on these 2 days, the Rashba. But I think I think it's a big finish personally. Who am I to, Argon, Maribe Rab, and the Maharam Oscar, and the basics. But I think the big finish, I thought the Pasuk Shad, it was talking about actual Messina, like real Messina. Clearly, I think this depends on the Hakira. If you say the first side of Hakira, then it's obvious there's not even a half a meaning to say like this Baru Be Rabu Dime. Feel that the side of Hakira, then it's sure to say it like that. I'll just point out, and I'll take Nathan's question. The Makhlokin, the Maru Be Rab, the sure is where the Beis Yosef ends up being more like Maru Be Rab. What does Manda appoint to them? What does Manda Omar Rab Shmei see out? Right, let's be Zeh, Ma Sober, Manda Omar, Lav Shmei Nesina, and that's been basically about Maribe Rav, really Mechudosh. Says the Maribe Rav, Maribe Rav's Lav Shmei Nesina is what I'm claiming the first day is Manda Rav Shmei Nesina. He says that, and Nosan Yoto Bal Karpa, Abi Nesina, and the Maharam, this what he argues about. The Yado Balkarcha, lo Abi Nesina. Maribe Rav goes even further, says, and you don't even give him his hand against his will, even the other one that refuses to speak up. Okay, that's the big machlokes, which we're not getting into now, and you can work out the stars on your own, just plugging it in. Oh, but that's okay, that's what I want to say about this sugya.
How does the concept of Matana Shkibne run?
A Matana Shkibne is only for the guy who refuses to accept it. If he refuses to accept it, it doesn't work.
Like what we said, we have read about the Mysakinian and it's just in the scene.
You don't mean the Mysakinian, but still, you need to accept it.
The money just goes back to the Shkibne run?
The money would just go back to the heirs, yeah. And, okay, let's go back to the Gemara then. Continuing in the Gemara. We read that on the previous right? This is Sidon, it's one of the case. Only 3 cases where a Shpag is in the Mishnah, we don't pass like him. Right? If I say this is your get, here's your get, but the paper still belongs to me, should not be gracious because I'm still retaining ownership of the paper, which means retaining ownership of the get. What do I say? I'm conditionally giving back the paper. Migoresh, just that works. Now, the Gemara asks, why does that work though? My shna ratio, my shna seifa. And the assumption here is, like Rabbi Yehuda, daf ago, that when I say almanas, I mean when. Right? This is your get. when you return the paper to me. Not literally when, says Labacher is different than both kinds of time. But I mean, it should be hot later. So hold on. I tell her the get is only silent when she returns the paper to me. How's the get silent? She's not holding the get when she's when we want the get to foul. So what's the difference? Either way, when the get is foul, she doesn't have the get. Either because I never gave it to her or because she has to return it to me before he gets foul. So how does it work? So Amar of Kista, Hamani, the first failed attempt, Hamani Rishunim Leal, he da Amar Tislo Esta Meha. This Rishunim Leal who says, right, if there's no itzlus, you give the money. So therefore, she yields it tonight by giving the value of the get. And then she can keep the get, it's no problem. Like my seer, she can satisfy him, gratify the tzai by giving him money. She can give him cash, and then she's yotzi the tzai, and she's divorced. No problem, except that it's not true. Maskel Abaye, Amar, Damar, Rashbag, Hefe, Les, Abayne, Hefe, the East, Abayne, me, Amar. He says your assumption is wrong. Where Shingam Leal only says you can give money instead. Yeah, there is no insolence you can give money instead. As a idea. He never says you can give money, or as a plan B, he never says you can give money instead and keep the insulus. His sheet was not you can give whatever you want. So if there's no insulus, money's the next best thing. But if there is an insulus, you have to give the insulus. Yeah, very much. The infinite chance to give the get back. If there's no get, then she's not divorced. But either way, because she never filled the time, either way, she's not divorced, so he rejects her pissed off.
Well,
oh, sorry.
That he can't give it back if he's divorced. It doesn't exist because.
I mean, that's more or less what we're saying, no? So she's not divorced.
No, no. Can't you say
that? That's the same thing. That's interesting.
She can't give it back.
No. I mean, I hear this far, but no. She can physically give it back, and he wants it back. Oh, he's playing tricks on her. He's playing tricks on her. That's, okay, so that is a interesting hapamina that, you know, that it's obvious that he meant that she could give it back, but we don't think so. Nothing?
It just seems a bit of a weird hover minute to start with when you think of Shimon Gabriel. There's nothing in there that says it does
sound there. I'm trying to answer a question. If we want to answer a question, we have to raise every possibility we can. Right? To answer a question, you're allowed to make assumptions. Okay, so now comes Abaye, next attempt. Right? Number two. Ella Amar Abaye, right? There's going to be a chain of maskifs and then give your own answer. Amalei sorry, where am I? Ella Amar Abaye, Haman Rabbi Meir, the Amar Bina Tanai Kafal, the Hakaha Lokapli Litanai. This is now against the famous sugya of what they call Mishpatei Tanayim, that the Gemara doesn't use the phrase, but the Rishonim Acharonim do. That there are requirements for how you have to say it's Tanayim. If you don't say the requirement, the Tanai is Batel and the Maisa is Kaim. Again, we'll have to explore why in Yirtzah Hashem next year. But remember, not like you might have intuitively thought, right? If you were making a state and writing rules, you might write that if you make a condition, it has to be expressed the right way. And if you don't express it the right way, then the whole chalos is batal. That's not what the halacha says. The halacha says when you make a condition, you have to express it the exact right way. And if you don't express it the right way, the chalos is kayim and the tanai is batal. Not that nothing happens, but everything happens. Regardless.
But don't we say that a lot of times in the morning they bring a case and they say it's not. They don't go into the details. It's understood. That's what you're doing. Can't you say that here too?
Yeah, but we're trying to answer a question. So we have to do what we have to make other assumptions. And that's machlokus, whether what you say is correct. You're quoting Tosfos all over Shas, but not everyone agrees. Okay, so let's, so what I say, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir holds as a machlok from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, the third paragraph of Kiddushin, but we generally call it a machlok from Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Whether you need a tzai kafel or not, do you need to say, if you give me 200 dos, you're divorced, and if not, you're not divorced, or is it enough to just say, if you give me 200 dos, you are divorced, right? The pedantic logicians amongst us will say, if I tell you, if you give me 200 dos, you, right? If I tell my kid, if you clean your room, you'll get an ice cream. Doesn't mean if he doesn't clean his room, he won't get an ice cream, right? I can give him an ice cream either way, and that still fulfills the condition, right? You're a math teacher, you know that. In order to be clear, I have to say, if and only if, or I have to say, if you clean your room, you'll get an ice cream, and if not, you won't. So, Mayor says you need tonight, Koppel. You need to say, if you give me the pay to get back, you'll be divorced, and if not, not. Since here, Hakol, a couple of times, didn't say it's not a couple, The tnai is bottle on the bottle. It's as if you said no tnai. It's as if you just said a reason. Okay, a tnai that's not kafel. Halos happens regardless, and that's why it's a valid halos. Good answer. Maskla Rava. Rava does not really have a problem with Abaye's facts. Not like Abaye had a problem with Rechista's facts. Not fact, I mean Rechista's halacha. You made a halacha with something that's wrong. Rava's not saying Abaye made a halacha with something that's wrong. He's just saying Abaye did not give a full picture. Maskla Rava, time of Lukafli Tsoya, Kafli Tsoya Lorita. You think the only reason it's not a valid tznai, and it's a halos shalor tznai, is through the notai kafo. And if there was a tznai kafo, then it would be a valid tznai. And if it's a valid tznai, it's not halos, she gives it back, and then it wouldn't be a get. Mifti called tznai, mehef no real, let me every time. How do we learn? What's the mucker that you can make a tznai? From Bnei God of Bnei Ruvei, right? In Parshas Matos, Moshe says, if you go to war before your brethren, you'll get the Ivrei Yardin, and if not, you won't. And he gave it to Nikofel, right? What did he say there? V'im lo yavru, im yavru se yardin, etc. And Satan, let me say, v'im lo yavru, etc. The Nostu Sachem Eretz Kanan, they'll be in Eretz Kanan, they won't get the Ivrei Yardin. So, Mahasam, but there's another rule there. Just like over there, the tznai is before the maisa. Likewise, over here, the tznai is before the maisa to exclude, but exclude in our case, hariza gite al menashe tachziri li yisaniyar. That's maisa kodem tznai. We'll now read like everyone in the world but the Rambam. What it's like kodem maisa mean? You have to say if before the then. Can't say mice going against them for the if. You have to say, if you clean your room, I'll give you ice cream. You can't say, I'll give you ice cream if you clean your room. Hey, why? We'll have to wait till next year. Why any of these rules are true, for now, we'll suffice with, or we'll die gift from the psukim. Okay, to go a level deeper than that, we'll wait for the next year, right, Hashem? So therefore, you have to say the tnai first, then the mice. You have to say, and titni lima sayim zoz harizagite. Yim lo titni lima sayim zoz as enabi. Right, and over here it was the ma'isik of the tznai. Hareiza gitech al menashe tachzili yisanir. So therefore, it's not a valid tznai. La fuge hachad. Therefore, even if it would be kafel, it wouldn't be valid. Even if he had said hareiza gitech al menashe tachzili yisanir, if it ain't a gitech and lo tachzili yisanir, it still wouldn't be valid tznai. The tznai would still be batal and batal. He said it, and he didn't say the tznai of the ma'isik. La marav mishul the ma'isik of the tznai. The reason it's not a valid tznai is, even if it would be couple, because the mice is caught on the tznai. And on a pshat level, like, why is he nitpicking Abaye? He's saying, because it could be that they just didn't finish the sentence. And maybe they meant he was kofel, but it's still not a good tznai, because they might not have finished the sentence. They might have had a three dots, an ellipsis. But they wouldn't have said the words in the wrong order. If the Braisa says, Hariza Gita Kamanasha Tachilis on the yard, that means the order is mice and then tznai. And therefore, I want to say your answer is not so good. So it could be there's an ellipsis and he really was kofel the tznai. My answer is good, even if he was kofel the tznai, it's still batal mevatal because it was tznai, it was maisa kodem le tznai. Elam rov mishum the maisa kodem le tznai. Maskla rav adavar ava, time of the maisa kodem le tznai, tznai kodem le maisa kodem le tznai. You think it's only a problem because maisa kodem le tznai, but the tznai before the maisa would be a valid guess. And again, I'll be shot, you could say, you're nitpicking the lashon. Maybe I can see the whole thing's locked up. And he really said it. Tnai kodem lemaisa, and he really said it to tnai kafel at etc. I have a much more fundamental problem that is not just about how he said it. I have a problem about the substance of the tnai. Meaning that's l'chora, the pshat progression. Rokes just had a wrong assumption. Balacha. Abaye said it's not a valid tnai because he didn't say enough. Maybe he didn't say enough. There's an ellipsis. It's not a valid tnai. He said in the wrong order. Adbar Abba says, maybe you can say in the right order and it's the whole soul of Adbar. Is that a valid sign? It can't be a valid sign no matter how he says it. Why? Hot sign on my Taya Hot Lava Gita. Mechti. Lava Gita means Havi Tnai, and therefore Lava Gita. Mechti called Tnai, Mehev Gomri Lama Tnai, Mehev Gomri Lama Ruben. Ma Hossam Tnai, Vidover Echel Maisel, Dover Acher. Just like in Mehev Gomri Ruben, the Tnai and the Maisel were two different things. The Tnai was in going to war, and the Maisel, going to war in Israel. But meaning modern day Israel, and the Maisa was receiving land in Jordan. So they're two different things. Avkol, Likewise, a tenai is only valid if a tenai is one thing, mice is nothing. Your divorce is giving $200. $200 is one thing. Divorce is something else. Your divorce, if you give me my instalis, two different things. I'm selling you my house. If you sell me a horse, two different things. So in this case, it can't be valid tonight. The tenai mice is never echo. The tenai mice are the same thing. I'm giving you a debt. I'll announce that you give me the debt. That's the same thing. Therefore, no matter how you express it, it can't be a tenai, so the tenai is batal, and that's why she's divorced. El Ravada, Rav Ami, Shem, the tenai mice, the echad. The tenai is batal, so the tenai mice are in the same, the echad. Rav Ashi, Omar, Hamani, Rebbe. Rav Ashi says, this is the opinion of Rebbe. This brisa follows Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? Rebbe says what we called earlier Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna had a brisa that Rebbe was like him. Remember, you did say, yeah, but others don't agree with Rebbe. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, told Omer al Menas, go match a dummy. Ah, Tanayiv al Menas is not in to be chal later. Tanayiv al Menas is called retroactively me achshav. And therefore, what? Therefore, since it's a Tanayiv of me achshav, therefore, I'm not saying this is your get, and it'll be foul when you return the paper to me. In which case, she can't be divorced. Telling me this is your get, and you're divorced now, retroactively, when you return the paper to me. And then it's no problem. She'll give you back the paper tomorrow or in 30 seconds. And she'll be retroactively divorced now when she's holding the paper. And it'll be a valid get. No problem. Maybe I'll go a little out of the order of the Makama sheet. A few technical or even substantive but side issues in the Gemara. Number one, Rav Ashi. What was Rav Ashi's? It's interesting. It says for everyone what their problem was with everyone else's answer. Abaye told us why he rejected Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda was wrong about the sheet of showing a wheel. Rava told us why he rejected Abaye, because Abaye made it seem like the only problem was like Kafon, there's a bigger problem. Rabbi Rav make it clear why he rejected Rav. Rav sounds like the only problem how you say it, and there's a bigger problem. Rav Ashi does not say why he rejects Rabbi Rav / everyone who came beforehand. Meaning, for Rav Ashi, weren't their answers good enough? What was wrong with their answers? So maybe he just didn't need it because he paskined like Rav Huna. So you could say that he had no problem with their answers. He just didn't need it. He just didn't need it. Interestingly, maybe you could say he's offering an alternative, which is why he didn't reject them. But it's still not so legit. Why? Hamani Rebbe, this is Rebbe. What does that seem to imply? This is Rebbe, but if it was the Rabbanan, then maybe it wouldn't work out. This is Rebbe, but if it was the Rabbanan, maybe it wouldn't work out. Okay, you could take that diuk. You could leave that diuk. But Sanger should have wondered what he thinks. Let me say better. He says this is Rebbe. It could have not been Rebbe, right? Put it out there, Rebbe. He says, Hamani Rebbe. He doesn't say Hamani everywhere. There's Rebbe in the Chachamim. It sounds almost like he has to say it's Rebbe. Okay, why does he have to say it is, why does he have to say it's Rebbe? Why not say that? Why not leave it as the Chachamim and we already had adequate answers? What?
Maybe all of the Rebbe is the only opinion, but it's not clear. The
No, we're not. No, the Rebbe admits that you need it for getting. This is get. So some of the Rishonim deal with this. The Ritva, for example, just a very shot answer. He says because everyone until now, of course, that's a bit of my books, Rashi and Tosfos, we'll come back to. According to Tosfos, everyone until now was assuming that Hamani Rabbi Meir he the Amar Beina Tzvaytov. It's only Rabbi Meir who needs Mishnah Beit Zayin. Now, according to Tosfos, at least, right? Remember, Tosfos, Bibur Nasto, La Fuke, only Rabbi Meir needs that call.
Only Rabbi Meir needs Zayin the mice. Only Rabbi Meir needs Zayin over Efa the mice and over Ah. All the other Maros answers only work to Gemara Meir.
Oh, what if we don't like Rabbi Meir? So you don't have to say, you don't have to say it's Gemara Meir.
Even if like the Chacham, Rabbi Meir could be like Rabbi. That's why he felt the need for another answer, because all those answers were within Rabbi Meir. And he wanted to give an answer, they didn't have to say it was Rabbi Meir. And apparently, he wants to give another. We said Rabbi Meir, who maybe we don't Paskin like. Maybe we do, maybe we don't Paskin like, depending on who you ask. Maybe it's Rabbi, who more showed a Paskin like. More showed a Paskin like Rabbi than Rabbi Meir. So that's one answer. The Rashba says,
if you look at, for a second, the...
I meant the Svar of the Raivin.
Yeah, but
you're not being fair. You're applying the Svar and a Raivin in a way where he could never reply because it would be against all of Chas.
So I think that's unfair. The if you... Give me a second. If you look at the Rashba here, says the Rashba... Hello, Marva. Filu iika tnai kafel utnai kodel lemais vehin kodel lelav ditznao ditznao payam havi migureshes. Let me come out to etc.
So again, why did Rav Ashi not suffice with the previous answers? Says the Ritva, Vitarates Afilo Lifi Tachlamim to Rabbi Meir. Right? You know, Chacham or Yom Rabbi Meir. Only Rabbi Meir requires rules for Tzayim. Chacham don't require rules for Tzayim. Right? This is Machlokes Rashi and Tosos, right? Remember, there are Tosos and Aleph. Rashi, Rabbi Meir doesn't, Rabbi Meir needs to call for what Chacham does. But the other rules are going to be Tzayim. Screwing all the rules. Rabbi Meir requires a lot of rules. The Chachamim don't. And the Rashba says, no, that he wanted an answer no matter what the Lashon was. He didn't want to have an answer that depended on making assumptions about his Lashon, because as Morty, I think it was pointed out, just as the Brisa says, doesn't mean that the exact words he said. He said slightly different words, maybe just a summary. So let's tolerate Afilu em Omar Tanai Kafal Behin Kodin Walav, which we haven't seen yet, but we're about to. So he throws it in. Bet Nai Kodin Lamaisa. What if you say everything right? Then why isn't it valid Tanai? And if the valid Tanai with room of Davishin? The answer is to me, hold like Rebbe. Interestingly, which Amora does the Rashba here conveniently ignore? Rav Avi Bar Abba, right? Rav Avi Bar Abba, he says, he didn't like Rav's answer, because what if he did say Tanai Kafel? He didn't like Rav's answer. What if he did say Tanai Kafel? He didn't like Rav's answer. What if he did say Tanai Kafel? Why do you like Rav Avi Bar Abba's answer? Rav Avi Bar Abba's answer doesn't depend on what he said. Rav Avi Bar Abba's answer is objective, right? Because you can't have a Tanai, Tanai Maisa, Dover Abba, Dover Abba. So the Rashba doesn't say, but he implies that Rav Ashi, he wasn't arguing on. No one in the world would argue on a Bayan Rava. Obviously, Rav Meir needs a Tanai Kafel, Mishnah. And obviously, he needs Tanai Kafel in the Maisa, even though it's not a Mishnah, it's a Gemara that one accepts. You know, he just wanted to cover a case where the guy used a more full and accurate language. But he's arguing about it. Rav Ashi is arguing about Bar Ava. And he's not the Rashba is not the only one who says that that Rav Ashi is rejecting. He's rejecting Rav Bar Abba again. He's rejecting Rav and Abayi because he's saying, "I don't like your answer, so I want to cover all cases." But he's rejecting Rav Bar Abba, just saying, "We don't pass like Rav Bar Abba." And who else says we don't pass like Rav Bar Abba? Besides the fact that Tosos in Bava Basra says, "Well, maybe Rav before him didn't hold like Rav Bar Abba," but Tosos in Kiddushin says explicitly, if you let me find, okay, on my fourth try, it should be a couple of, there are only four volumes. Tosus in Kiddushin, Daf, Vav, Amud, Beis says, I'll just read you a quick line. He says, what about Tanai B'davar Echa, Maisa B'davar Acher?
Shlomo Hassam lo havi maskana hachi. The maskana is not that way. There are many other answers. Okay, forget about the ikshinu yachrina. There are many other five amorai. Lo havi maskana. The maskana is not like Rav Adi Bar Abba. Who's maskana? This is it. Right. After that, it's only Askin Shmuel. Right? The maskana means Rav Ashi is rejected by the Rav. So the Rav obviously holds like Tosin Kedushin that Rav Ashi is rejecting Rav Adi Bar Abba, even though the Rashi doesn't bother to say so. You know, Rav Ashi totally. Bidin, not just the what's a good answer because it covered, not just what's a nice answer because it covered lots of cases. He's called Bidin al Rav Ada Bar Ava Moshe Kasav Tos Moshe Kasvu Tosos in Kiddushin Davbaba. And this is that the Maslam is not like Rav Ava. Interestingly, who writes a list of all requirements of Tanai and leaves out Rav Ada Bar Ava? What? The Rambam says every time needs four conditions. Tanai Kafal, Hain Kodim Lalav, which we're about to see in the small talk of Atarya, Tanai Kodim Lamaisa, and Tanai Shefra Lakai. Okay, Tanai Shefra Lakai is a pretty popular thing. He never gives a reason for the other ones. Those are learned from from the Gadmi Ruben. Efsha Lakai, he says it's just smart, because otherwise you're just joking. Why is it leave out Rav Ada Bar Abba? Simple is, like Tosfos and the Rashba, there she is not just giving another answer. We're not just the Rebbe giving another answer to cover the whole necessary mayor. Rashi is rejecting Rav Bar Abba, and we already rejected Rav and Abaye because, like, we want an answer that will cover more cases. And then we rejected Rav Bar Abba, so he needs a new answer. Okay, so those are really. Even though there are like many things that the Rishonim say to explain what Rav Ashi is saying, I think those are the only two real answers to why he rejected everyone who came before. That book, part of the Rebbe Rama, of course, once you hold it, you don't need the Mishnah tonight. Yeah, but that doesn't really explain why he rejected the Rishonim. These are the two answers to why he rejected. You can always say, like Amy said, those you gave before, you're just giving another answer. Certainly possible. Oh, that was Joe. Okay, sorry. Certainly possible. You can always say, stop. That's hey, Roots. You can also always say stam, but you can always say stam, and you can dive stam, and like everyone else was masked, but he wasn't masked. But the Ritvan wasn't just Stam, it was that, he wouldn't have said something Stam, if we already adequately, covered all of our bases. You know what? Let me say a little more pointed. I'm gonna say Joel makes more sense according to the Rambam and the Ritvan. Joel makes more sense according to the Rambam and the Ritvan. Because even if he says Stam, the other answers should still work. Let's say he says, Stam, I want to tell you it's La Freya. But even if it's La Freya, it's still not a Tanai. Meaning, it's like this. Let me answer the question better. Even if Almanas is La Freya, the other answers are still true. Meaning, let's say he says Almanas Lo Freya. But the reason she's divorced is not because Almanas Lo Freya. The reason she's divorced is because it's not even a Tanai in the first place, because it doesn't fill the mistakes up. Then you can answer, well, he's born by the Bar or you reject her by the Bar Abba. And I think this is what the Rashi, if he asks the question this way, he says, what team you can answer? Don't say Stan gave another answer. It's not another answer. Even if it works Lo Freya, or if the Bar Abba is still the right answer, that the Tanai buffalo bato, meaning what's a Tanai that's not coupled, or that's Mice and Kabbalah Tanai, or that's Tanai Mice and Dover Esfod, is bato Mavato? Who cares that it's La Freya? It's not a Tanai, it's bato Mavato. Who cares that the Tanai that doesn't work is a Tanai La Freya or a Tanai Mikan Lahabad? It's bato Mavato. So one answer is it's not bato Mavato. Another answer is not bato Mavato because maybe he settled the proper Lashonah, so we reject the Bar Abba.
The third answer is the, not that they say this, but all the Rishonim say, Lefi, the Rif, and the Rambam.
Lefi, the Rif, and the Rambam. What's the big finish of the Rif and the Rambam? That it doesn't say anywhere in Shas. It says against that a few places in Shas, but it doesn't say that. That you don't need Mishpat Tznayim for a Tznay of Me'achshav / Almanas. Right? Lefi, the Rif, and the Rambam. Because Lo Ba'inan Mishpat Tznayim Lefi, sorry, Bitznay Dime'achshav. The MK lo shaybi tegrutse shar ha'amorayim.
That's the opposite of what you want.
Exactly. Meaning, it's not even. What he's saying is, now he is giving another answer of stuff. That's like saying, joke. He maybe could have sufficed with the other answers. But he wants to give an answer that it's Rebbe, right? And he wants to give an answer that it's Rebbe. And once it's Rebbe, it's now Lamafreya, Me'achshav. Once it's Me'achshav, you don't need any Mishpatei Tznayim. So Abai is wrong, and Rav Barak is wrong. And the only reason it works is because it's Kal Lamafreya. Let me say this a little differently. And maybe, let me ask the question a little differently, and maybe I'll be a little more Medoy. I don't know if that would be more or less confusing to be more Medoy. But either way, it's worth it. What's the best way to ask this question? Lefi Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that she's Megureshes because the Tnai is Lamafreya. But it's not even a Tznay at all because it didn't fulfill Mishpatei Tznayim. So it's not Lamafreya or Mikhail Wahaba. It's the real better way to ask the question. What I meant to say, he's saying, she's Megureshes Lamafreya, and that's why she's Megureshes too much to deprecate. But no, it's not a Tznay Lamafreya. He says it's a Tznay Lamafreya. It's not a Tznay Lamafreya. We just had three explanations why it's not a Tznay at all. If it's not a Tznay at all, what's the nafkamina, whether you're ready or not, whether it's Lamafreya or not? It's not a Tznay at all. It only makes sense to say it's Tznay Lamafreya. It's a Tznay. But it's not a Tznay because it didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So one answer is, now we're going to have Humber and Gator Darwin's spot. So it is a Tznay. The other answer is, it is a Tznay. Maybe he said the proper Lashon and rather I was wrong. Third answer is, no, when it's a time of Freya, you don't need the Mishpatim, and therefore it's a time. Meaning,
then the answer number three is a chicken and egg problem.
Why is it a Tznay Lima Freya without fulfilling Mishpatei Atznayim? How can he say it's a time of Freya? If you didn't fulfill the Shaitan, it's not a time at all. One answer is, Chachamim or a mayor don't have Mishpatei Tznayim. Mishpatei Tznayim. The other answer is you fulfilled couple, Tznay couple, and Tznay Kodin Lamaisa, that you did fulfill. We saw that we had a more expansive washing. And there is no Tznayim of Tznay b'davar echad. There is no mishpat, right? There is no rule of tznay b'davar echad umaisa b'davar here, which is what Tosafot said. Matkana about the Rav Rava and explained by the Rambam and many other posts left him out. Or nope, the mishpatei tznayim are only necessary for a Tznay Mikan Ulehaba, not Tznay Lamafreya.
Then the whole thing is a Haba.
And the whole song is not a Lamafreya. Okay. The parts and works, I said, Mephim, of course, all the Amor Rabbin until Ravashi, we're not only the Rabbi. It's a crime to be not only
the Rabbi. I'm going to be passing like that, maybe the Malkoids of the Rabbi.
Okay, and maybe that they answered question, they didn't like the Rabbi's answer, they didn't like the Rabbi's answer, although the Rabbi seems to like the Rabbi's answer, so I'm not convinced. Maybe it's think this where they got it from, I'm not convinced. I think you made a fair
answer. Because you can't have a Rabbi being fully controlled. He also solves the problem. He says the rubber really doesn't hold like you. Don't have a Rashi to tell you.
Why can't a Rashi pull up the rubber?
That's going to grow up. That could have been a problem.
But he could have done it from there. He could have done it. He could be. Let me fill in two more things before we get to some deeper lumbus. These two things are deeper lumbus, but we're not going to go into more than we can explain.
The answer number, if you formulate the question that way, the answer number really becomes a chicken and egg problem.
Yes, the difference is that according to answer number one and two, there's no reason you have to give another answer. According to three, there's no reason you have to give another answer. Just give another answer, but it worked well. And economy, that's what you mean by chicken and egg. According to one and two, he needed to say this. According to number three, he didn't need to say this. Only once he said it, he needed to say it. That's okay. He's giving an optional. That's the difference. One and two, we're also answering the question of why he didn't like everyone else's answers. Three saying he didn't like anyone else's answer, but he was giving his answer. And once he gives his answer, it's self-justifying. That's fair. That's where I got caught up before. Okay. Please. Let me just deal with two of the issues which are brought up in our sugya, right? Two of the mission dates, not what. I'm not going to ask it. I apologize to those who I'm leaving the mezuzah. I'm not going to ask yet why we need Mishnah Day Tanoim and what's the lumbus behind them and when they apply in the scope and the nature, etc. I'm going to start. I'm a pashut yet. What do the words of these different mishpatim mean? What does it mean? Oh, first we should finish the Gemara because we never saw Hinkodim a lot, right? So far, the Rashi mentioned it. How do we know it's in Chazal? We didn't finish the sugya, so let's read it. Ask in Shmuel to get to the Shivira, right? In lo meisi lo yeget, it makes you a get. What is Shmuel's coming to get a Shivira? He says you need to have a tzai couple. So he says, if I don't die, it'll be a get. And if I die, if I don't die, it won't be a get. If I die, it'll be a get. But lema and meisi you get, and lo meisi lo yeget. He did a tzai couple. But why did he start with not dying? Why not start with dying? Lo makdash for an isa le nafshe, for a non, A non-tanai reason, for a, you know, different reason, because you shouldn't start by saying a bad thing about yourself, right? Start with a positive. We believe in a positive outlook. You shouldn't be Bosef Pelasar. Okay, so, Velema lo yeget in Macy. So now we explain why the reason is he put the negative before the positive, because he'd rather not die. But why did he put the Tanai before the Misa? Lema lo yeget im lo Misi. Why not put the get before the Misa? The Enoch Tanai Kodal Misa. He said, well, earlier, one of the rules that Rav Lachanish taught us is that the Tanai is before the Misa. So the Misa, which is the Tanai, is before the Givershim to the Misa. Masla Rava, now he adds a new Tanai, a new Mishpat, rather. Mithi called Tanai, Mehek, Gamarim, Tanai, Ruba, Hatsum, Hain, Kodal, Lav, Kola, Afkol. Just like it wasn't just couple, it was coupling in order. The hain came before the lot. First is im yavru, they got him to remain at pen, etc. Then they get the land they want. And then is it not? If yes, yes, if no, no. La fuge hafim, that excludes Shmuel. Shmuel's run. The lav kodem the hain. Shmuel put the no before the yes. He did it to avoid makdinish bonish vanapte, but it's very nice that he wants to be, a good superstition. But if it doesn't work, and it still doesn't work, Ella, Rubber sitting and said, maybe this is what Shmuel really meant. He just, had to cut off Masorah. In lo meisi lo yeget, in meisi yeget, in lo meisi lo yeget, it's really triple. If not, not. If yes, yes. If not, not. In lo meisi lo yeget, lo makdinish bonus. We start with, if I don't die, won't be yeget, and start on a positive note, not be makdinish bonus. Then we say, in meisi yeget, in lo meisi yeget, but even hang on a lav. And then we say no, yes, yes. The no is just for lo makdinish bonus lo nafshe, and then the yes and no is that it's not a couple, the proper order came from the lav. Okay, yeah, Cronin had a lot of discussion in Shopenhauer, we're not going to go into it. In general, it's like Kolomosif Gorea. From here, this is so you see. If you add a lav, and then if you add a lav, it's not a problem.
And the Shulchanarkhanos again discuss every single rule of Mishpat time. What if you add something? Is it ever gorei or not? Now, many of the posts include Rare. Most of it is never gorei on this. As long as you have the right lashon, it doesn't matter if you add the wrong lashon. Now, here we also see Hinkot Lola. Okay, I just want to know what the words mean. What does Tanai Kafel mean? We know what Tanai Kafel means. There's no room for ambiguity. Tanai Kafel means it's not enough to say if clean your room, you get ice cream. You have to say if you don't clean your room, you don't get ice cream. What if we hate Kodom Olav? That's very explicit. You can't say, if you don't pay me, you won't be divorced. If you pay me, you'll be divorced. You have to say, if you pay me, you'll be divorced. And if you don't pay me, you won't be divorced. Those are pretty explicit. What does it mean, Tanai Kodom Olav? Am I supposed to Tanai? It sounds pretty explicit from the Gemara. It means you have to say, if you pay me, you'll be divorced. And not, you'll be divorced if you pay me. Right? Meaning, against the pshat of every Mishnah. Right? What did every Mishnah say from the earlier Mishnayos in our parish, which says Zegitef in Nisi? Right? Yeah, I have to say in Nisi, Zegitef. And the Mishnayos later on in the parish. Hare Zegitef in Lobos Mikhailah Shoshim Yom. No, it has to be in Lobos Mikhailah Shoshim Yom. Hare Zegitef. Next Mishnah, Hare Zegitef in Lobos Mikhailah Shoshim Yom. No, it has to be in Lobos Mikhailah Zegitef. I'm pretty sure every single Tanai in all of Shas is written as Maisukun Latanai. But really, you have to say every single sentence in Shas is Latanka. Really, it is Tanai Kodem Lit Maisukun. We talked Latanka. Not impossible. That is what almost everyone in the world says. Except for the Rambam says the Rambam. Says the Rambam. And the main Tanarim, the Rambam Tanarim come up many times, but the main rules of what we call Mishpat Tanarim are in Perek Vav. He starts with, you Mekadosh Al Tanai, it works. But Bechol Tanai Shva Olam, Kiddush and Gerushin, Mekat Memkar, needs four things. What the Echron call Mishpat Tanarim. And these are the Dalet Varm Shalkal Tanai, one Tanai couple, two Hinkot Olam, three Tanai Kot Olam Maisa, and four Dosh Efter Lekaimo. Okay, that's found from later in our Sefer. And it's actually the most commonsensical, intuitive of all that. Yeah, if I say something impossible, like that can't be real tonight. You know, if I say on condition that you flap your arms and fly like a bird, so obviously I've been okay. Continuing, being fostered tonight, echoing your tonight, but the condition that, and if you don't fulfill all, even if you're three, if you don't fulfill all four mishpates and arm, then if the tonight is bottle, the close just happens. Kate, how does it work? So first he illustrates a good Tanai, and then he says, but what about if you don't fill these? This is Vav Dalet. Well, Amal Harvey conditionally be dinos have a nasan yiga yada. If you give her the money, you do the Maisa Kiddusha. The Hishlam at time Ramar Tidin Masayim Zos. I say her even conditionally, and I give her the money, and then I say, in Tidin Masayim Zos. And then I finish it. Kadeshes, being multi, being multi, even Kadeshes, even upon Kopal, and even if I put Hinkot on the lab, and even something possible. Harriet Tanai thought, but they should hit them a mice and nothing beyond that. So the mice can first want the mice giving her the money. Meaning he interprets mice as not saying the chalos. He interprets mice as doing the mice. By getting it would be, if I give you the get and then I say in Tidding the Messiah Zos, that's not a proper Tanai. If I say in Tidding the Messiah Zos, then give you the get, that is a proper Tanai. He is very explicit. And even if it took the deeper, it doesn't matter. It was the wrong word. He didn't fulfill the Mishpatei Tanai. And that's the Rambam's Shitas Yochid, to the best of my knowledge. And you can always find someone obscure in the Bir Halacha or the Masechta or the other books like that. You might even get notes from Rashi Talmud too. They never got to this part.
No.
Sorry. Okay. This my house should be dealt with around. I'm sure there's another obscure Rishon someplace who says this, but you know, none of the more famous Rishonim agree with him. And already right here, the Ravid, give me a second, disagrees with him. Okay.
Yeah, I guess the Rybit's not in the old-fashioned ones.
It's in Halakha.
What? In the it's because I learned with the Frankel. Frankel, they put in all the Rybits that are only quoted that they left out in the original, in the old-fashioned printings. What does the Rybit say? The Rybit says, Lo zo haderech. It's not the point. It's even if regards when you did it. Even if you say everything before you give the money. Tonight is bottle because it's not like when you go to the Ruben where it's the order of how you see things. So I'm looking around my pen, everyone. You sit outside, go, my side, and raise the board, right?
Isn't it obvious that you can't start making time after you've done an action? Are you going to pay me too
much? No, the Rabbi says it. No, the Rabbi says it. The keys.
First of all, the Rambam says that even if it's okay deeper, so it's not obvious that Tokay deeper and deeper dummy. Then the Lecha Mishnah, I think, quotes, or the Kesem Mishnah quotes, the Torah's question, the Torah actually answers your question, isn't it obvious you can't change your mind afterwards, even with Tokay deeper, and he goes into it, I'd say, I'm shocked. So it's a good question, but we're not going to deal with this now. Well, it's suffice to say the main answer is if it's Tokay deeper, then it's not so obvious, because usually you can't add conditions to Tokay deeper. What does it mean? Maisa Kodem Litnai says the Rambam Asa Maisa Kodem Amiras Hatnai and say all the other Rishonim Amar Hachalos, that would be the Maisa Kodem to Amar. That's not. I mean, you said this, if that, instead of saying if this, then that. Or you said that, if this, instead of saying if this, then that. Yes.
If one said if and only if, is that how this might copy?
That's an amazing question. I haven't seen anyone deal with that, maybe because that wasn't a common formulation in Hebrew in the old days. If one says if and only if, does that count as a couple? The answer is, I'm not sure. And, you know, I think, well, maybe I'll speculate something the next year, but all I can do is speculate. It doesn't mean I'll speculate. It depends on if it's a but I can only speculate.
See, it sounds like the problem is that it is, well, it's obvious that it's the negative. It won't be the
I mean, okay, let's come back to that. That has a little to do with the end of this conversation. Now, I just want to point out, I'm not going to get too into it, but All the Rishonim, because Mishnah quotes in the Ran, and the Achronim, the Lecha Mishnah goes to town, ask that the Rambam is seated against our Sugya. After all, what does our Sugya say? That we ask on Shmuel's formulation, why didn't he say, Lo Yehegedim Lo Masi, and Yehegedim Masi? Because we need tonight called Lo Maisa. Meaning, they say, why didn't you say the chalos before you say the tonight? Because you need tonight called on the maisa. Singing has to do with the order you say it, not with the order in which you do it. And likewise, I don't know if it sounds that way when Rava says, because it is maisa from the tonight, how does Rava know when he gave you the get? Rava only knows the words he said. It sounds like he's doing the words you said and not doing the maisa. So it seems very much against our Gemara. Why would the Rambam say something that sounds so much against our Gemara? So I think the Magen Mishnah might have gotten this right. Why did the Rambam say this? I can't, maybe someone has a better idea. Maybe Sifta knows better. Maybe. The Rambam's clearly on the defensive here. There's not two equal, you know, there's not an equal matchup in two teams. The Rambam's clearly on the defensive here. He's saying something that's not part of the Gemara. A, it's not similar to Hintodim Olav, and it's not similar to Taikov, which all about how you say it. And from our Gemara, they say, why did Shmuel say it this order? They need to talk about when he hands her the get and does a physical maisa. They only talk about the order in which you say things. So why did the Rambam say his shita, which is not pshat? So it could be that the Magen Mishnah has the right answer, which is because dozens of places in Shas, every single Tanai in Shas, is in the order of Zegitef im Macy Hari Zegitef im Lobasi Mikan Ve'ad Shloshim Yom. Notice I'm not quoting any Amanasis. I don't want you to give me Hari Zegitef im Lobasi Mikan Ve'ad Shloshim Yom. Three Mishnayos in our parak, right? Meaning a lot of them, right? Three Mishnayos in our parak have
Haray said, you take him, which is going to all the Rishonim doesn't work. So all the other Rishonim say, it's all the Rishonim Shnayis is Lav Davka. All the Rishonim Shnayis Lav Davka. Maybe the Rambam was not so comfortable saying all the Rishonim Shnayis are all the Rishonim Shnayis are Lav Davka. Since the Rambam wasn't comfortable saying all the Rishonim Shnayis are Lav Davka, therefore, he reinterpreted Maisa and Tanaim. Okay, that's a theory. I don't know. No, why did the Rambam disagree with everyone else? Why did he say this Mechudash Pshat? Maybe because he didn't want to have to say all the Mishnayos were Lav Davka. Or maybe another reason. I don't know. How does he explain our Gemara? So here, again, we're not going into this long Rambam. It's very, okay, if you're interested, go through it here. The truth from our Gemara. Our Gemara, which is Makid on Seder Hadibor, and does not discuss handing over any get, right? So what's the Rambam? How did the Rambam answer up? How does the Rambam answer up our Gemara? So the commission already starts. He says this only half does the trick. Well, first of all, Rav Chaim makes a big assumption, which I'm really not sure. Maybe I misunderstood Rav Chaim. I'm really not sure how it fits the loss of the Rambam so well. Usually Rav Chaim is very good at obviously fitting the loss of the Rambam very well. Yes, Nathan?
What would Shah Rishon say in Rambam's case if he did the action?
They would say, we don't care. We don't care when he did the action. We just care how he said it. As long as he said in the right order, like even if he gives you the get first, as long as he says, and tittening the Messiah says, harayit megureshes, that's a valid tznai. And even if he gives you the get last, if he says, harayit megureshes, and tittening the Messiah says, it's not a valid tznai. We only care about the Seder Amir Satavarim, not about the Seder Asiya Satavarim. It's my total Maisa. He obviously has to work out this Gemara Center. He's answering that we don't hold by kids. He's answering how it means like it. So, Rav Chaim seems to say.
Some of that gives a get 10 hours later, says, oh, by the way, you owe me 200. Like, what's that? Be token day? What's.
For the other Rishonim?
Yeah.
Well, if someone gives a get, it's not valid till he says a reason he took anyway. So, as long as he says the sign for her, he's like, he hasn't done anything yet. If I hand, or can you say, if I hand a woman a ring and I don't say ring judiciously, I haven't done anything. So I can't ever sleep there. I can sleep there. Continually assigns those are ring judiciously.
It's not kind of simple in the sense that it's not concurrent.
Okay. We're claiming that he has a very, very complex analysis, but he assumes that the Rambam really agrees with the other Rishonim. He assumes that the Rambam really agrees with the other Rishonim, and the Rambam thinks that if you do the Seder Advarim wrong, that's also a problem. It's not only a problem in the Maisa. I don't really see how that's going to fit well in the Lashon of the... Rambam. But for Chaim, assume that the Rambam... L'shar Rishonim... Check Amar Hakalos Kodem Atnai Atnai Botel Afilo En Lo Asa Maisa Kodem. Right? The Rambam really agrees with all the other Shonim. He just says basically if either you gave the money first. Or you said the mice first, don't do it. I don't really say that as Lashon Rambam. I have a lot of uncertainty on it. Then he gets into very lumbus. His lumbus is the problem according to the Rambam that once you did the mice, the halosis column, it's too late to change it. Or is the problem that doing the mice is just like saying the halos and it's expressing it in the wrong formulation. And then he wants to go with expressing the wrong formulation. But I think it's very difficult. I'm not properly understand. I'm not talking about the lungs of the Rav Chaim, just practically. Says the Lecha Mishnah. It says the Lecha Mishnah.
How does he explain our Gemara Shmuel? Although he says he doesn't like that so much at all. He says, what they meant in Shmuel's Takana is that it's good to have the language remind us of the order of doing things. Not that you need to say it first, but that, what's the lashon of the Lechem Mishnah here, after in the midst, rather, of a long discussion. He says, the Be'inan, tonight called him a Maisim, and came, Rats Shmuel Asadra Lashon Maskim La'inyan. Wanted to express the language in a way that would also fit and remind you of how you have to do things. Meaning, Shmuel, TK, Lashon, Amiras Tnai, Kodem La Amiras Hakalos. Today, he didn't say remind us. He just says like, for 1 second. He just says, today, but I'll say remind us. They the house here, Vader Hadvarim, that Sarah Lomar Hatnai, Kodem Nesinas Haget. Okay, 1 second, wait a minute. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says. And then he says, and I'm an Aleph still, like, you know, why did Rava say it's puzzle because he's different order? I mean, so I think you, personally, I think, I don't know if this is what the Lechem Mishnah meant exactly, but I think you just touch it up, maybe make it a little sweeter and say that for the Rambam, it's only a psal if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it's like everyone else doesn't care about the Mice and the Sina, only about the Seder Amiras Hadvarim. The Rambam, it sounds like, doesn't care about the way they assume, doesn't care about the Seder Amiras Hadvarim, just about the Mice and the Sina. But that's not what he says. The Rambam says, Amar Laharim, Gadishli, Gubino, Zevin, Nasa, and Gubino, Yadav, and Gubino, Matzai. Only if you did the Amiras Hachalos and the Mice first, and then the Sina, it's possible. Right? That's what he says. He says, now, I admit, he has an excluded mim. He says, if I say, Intin Ili Masayim Zuz, Hare at, his example is Kedusha, right? Intin Ili Masayim Zuz, Hare at Mekadishli, and give her the money, that's valid. If I say, Hare at Mekadishli, and give her the money, and then say, Intin Ili Masayim Zuz, it's not a valid sign. Meaning, if I do both the Amiras HaChalos and the Mice Nesina afterwards, that's valid. After the time, it's valid. If I do them both before, it's not valid. He leaves out, really, what if I do one before and one after? And then he focuses on they should hit them on mindset and not some of the other Vakartach Hisna. But nonetheless, I think it's remarkable that he says, I think if you're dying to the Ramas, it's only a problem if you do the Amiras HaChalos and the mindset before the time. Not clearly his idea. I'm not sure this is what the Mishnah means. I think it might be. That maybe you could say a little better. You could say that the three Rambam is not the diametrical opposite. Atnai is batel rak em amar hachalos. The gam osa maisa, kodem amiras hatnai. Yeah, it's only a problem if I give her the get, and then say intitni masayim zuz, that's okay. If I give her the get and say intitni masayim zuz reiza gitek, that's okay because I said intitni masayim zuz before reiza gitek. If I say reiza gitek intitni masayim zuz and then give her the get, that's okay because I said. And taking the signs before giving the get. Maybe for the Rambam's only problem if I do the Maisa and say the Chalos beforehand. Which is not exactly what sounds like the Lechem Mishnah. And then it's a lot sweeter. Why was Shmuel Metaken to say the sign before the Chalos? Because then regardless of when you do the Maisa and the Sina, you're still okay. So now you're on the safe side, right? It wasn't just like, oh, it's like remind of the Seder Dvarim or something. It was to be an ironclad Tanai, and you can't mess it up by when you do the Nesina, M.K. Nika Takana Shmuel, Shetikin Amiras Tanai. Kodem Amiras Hakalos. Today, Sheyehe Atnai Kayam. Bechol Mikre. Ali Atlos. Ben Maisa Nisinas Get. Okay, maybe that's what he did. He said, say the time for the Maisa, and then regardless when you give it, it'll be okay. So he really was making a difference, because Rambam doesn't only care about the Maisa Nisina. He only cares about the Maisa Nisina with a deeper of Arizagita. The Maisa Nisina without saying Arizagita says nothing. Saying Arizagita without Maisa Nisina is nothing. Only if you do have it in Maisa Nisina and say Arizagita, or give her a ring and say Arizagita, then that's something. And then it's too late to make a time.
And that doesn't solve the problem of loving Shnais.
And then that does solve the problem of Shnais. Because it was over the Shnais, he gave her the get after he finished the sentence. And Shmuel just wants to be on the safe side of the Shmuel and say, I don't want you to get messed up no matter what. So that's not all the Shnais. Yes, but maybe he didn't give her the get till after he finished the sentence. It's only a problem if he gives and says. Technically, I don't think that's what the Lechem Mishnah said, but I think that it really explains Shmuel. It really explains Shmuel a little better. It explains Oman Aleph a little better. Why does Rava say, he said it in the wrong order, if we don't care about the order? No, we do care about saying it in the wrong order. He also gave it in the wrong order, and maybe he also gave it in the wrong order. Okay, Nata?
All of these things apply to the mice who are apparently disconnected from the fellows. But what if someone says, this is Bia's Nus, if you don't give me 200, but it's Bia's condition if you do? So how does that work? Because Kulin Shara, like Shara showed him, you could do the fellows to Bia and then say, later I'll raise it, no?
Maybe it's. Now, it's a little tricky. There might be other problems with doing the Bia before you say anything. But again, I think there are both technical issues there. Okay, we're a little behind. The last thing I wanted to point out, not the last thing even, but there's a rule of mice of Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad. Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad is possible. What's the possible shot in Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad? Remember, we might not possibly run away, but he still has a shita. What is the soul called? Nai. Umaisa, the Dover Echad. What's a possible chat? Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad. Same chat, right? Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad sounds like same chetza. Like Rashi says, the get atzma hua tznay will have a zero, but a maisa will be get. Right? Rashi says, same chetza. What's most of the problem with saying that it's the same chetza? That same chetza doesn't work?
That's right.
Every matanam slahachser, this is Esrog is yours, your maxer to me. Because that's just good. We know matanam slahachser works. Forget about Gittin. We know Kol Torah Kulu matanam slahachser works. And we do that every day for Lulu and Esrog. But every matanam slahachser is Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad, so it shouldn't work. So therefore, Tosso says, what does Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad? It's not a technicality of the same chapter. For Rashi, it's a very technicality. Oh, it doesn't work the same chapter because they've got to remember different chapters. For the Tosso, what does it mean Tznayim Mice and Dover Echad? What's the soul? What does Tosa say? Mm-hmm. What? Exactly. It means it's Tznay. Toser ha-maisa. What it means is that Tznay makes the maisa impossible. Like this case. I say, this is your get if you give me back the paper. If you give me back the paper, it's not a get. So I basically said a Tznay, which undermined the halos. A Tznay that undermined the halos is not a valid Tznay. That's a very logical rule. I can't say a Tznay, which is meaningless. It's nonsensical. Say, this will happen. Basically, I'm saying this will happen if it won't happen. That's what I said. This will happen. Well, then it's a possible view that's not regardless, but it's logical. I'm saying this will happen if it doesn't happen. If I say this problem doesn't happen, that's not the kind of logical thing to say. It doesn't pass. Okay. It is very late, but. I will beg your indulgence for 1 second. What's the nafkamina? Explain matana esrog
Matana Almanas Lehaxir for it's not a stira. What I'm saying is, I'm giving you an esrog now, almanas that you give back to me later. Okay, it's not a stira. You have it now because almanas of the aksha, almanas giving back to me later. For Rashi, difficult. How do you have a tanai in the same chenza? How do you have to answer? How do you answer? We'll just briefly mention. Two or three answers, and then we will call it a day. One answer is we don't pass like Rav Rava, right? That's what it says. Rava, who's talking there, doesn't look Rav Rava. So even Maskana is not like Rav Rava.
So you could say one says Tosos Lo Kaimalon Hirav Ada. Bar Abba.
Maybe we don't hold like Rav Bar Abba, and then it is, not a problem. Maybe we just don't hold like Rav Ada Bar Abba. Or
answers Tosfos. The Rabbanon Rabbeir. Oh, Rabbeir requires this date tonight.
Maybe the Sugi of Esro of Batonas Lahasir.
Or, of course, the third answer is Lefi, the Rif, and the Rambam. How would you answer this question?
How is that? Almanas, they asked.
Tonight, did they ask? Ain't no sorry. Mishpate tonight.
And therefore, since they actually agree, they asked. No Mishpate tonight. So either we don't hold like this Mishpat or Radha Barava. Or that's only because we're men. Acham doesn't use the exact, but the riff of the round, no problem. No one shall agree with them. None of the leaders shall agree with them. But they say, Chaim Amanas, which they actually don't need mistake time, and therefore it's no problem.
Okay, Chaim, the answer to your question is we finished one and two on the part sheet. We didn't get finished three. Okay, thank you for your indulgence. And we'll continue Ritz Hashem on Thursday.